siyabonga tatenda siyalambulela emsakazweni we studio 7 ngomgqibelo omhlaka 24 Nhlangula 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Elingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthokazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kambe uhlelo lwebandla le-MDCT olokuthi uZulu angathenga ezitolo zeziphathamandla zebandla lezanu PF luzaphumelela na?
Umbuzo mebe singazibuza wona ukuthi bona abantu bezanu bawuphethe okunganani umnotho weZimbabwe. Ngakho ukuthi amashopu abo kakho maningi kangako amboni ukuthi ngabe lomehluko ye.
Kufa isizalwane seZimbabwe kwele South Africa kudlakela lwezombusazwe olwanga lwesithathu.
Ye, okwamanje imibiko esuka ePitoli ithi hayi umumo sokungani uyehla udlame akusekho lokhana obekukhona amalanga amathathu.
Kwezemidlalo, imidlalo yenkezo yePremier Soccer League sifike kuviki yeshumi lanye sihlaziya isimo sengalane yemiklomelo silo Ezra Chisa Svanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Kambe uhlelo lwebandla le-MDCT olokuthi uZulu angathenga ezitolo zeziphathamandla zebandla lezanu PF luzaphumelela na? Ibandla le-MDCT kuyona le iviki lithe liphakathi kokuhlela ukuthi uZulu engathengi impahla ezitolo zeziphathamandla zezanu PF ezifana leGushungo Dairies ekaMongameli Mgabe leChoppies kamsekeli wakhe umnumzana Phelezela Mphoko. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethe ecubungula izombusazo yomnumzana Zenzele Ndebele.
Umbuzo mebe singazibuza wona ukuthi bona abantu bezanu bawuphethe okunganani umnotho weZimbabwe. Ngakho ukuthi amashopu abo kakho maningi kangako amboni ukuthi ngabe lomehluko ye. Ngathi amanyethelo amatsha amahle athengisela ukuthi abantu sebediniwe ngombuso wezanu PF athi kuyini okunye abangakwenza ngoba amboni ukuthi ungabalalisa phandle kwengubo abantu bezanu ukuthi ezitolo zabo zisathengwa. Ngiyethemba ukuthi ama-boycott lawo azayenzakala lapho okulothekelelwa abantu be-MDC khona kakhulu. Kodwa siyakwazi nxa usiye emashoneni ngale owuzimbo Marambo Pfungwe usiyahlaba usiya khona le emashonaland east izanu izibambile okuthi nxa kunalapho abama-business khona they won't be affected that much. Okuzawaya ngokuthi lapho abantu be-MDC ababhoycotha khona bangaki bona abantu be-MDC ama-business ezanu mangaki.
Kodwa sithi bekhangele amakampani amakhulu afana labo nalabo Gushungu Dairy lama supermarket amanye lapho kuthiwa balezabelo zamashezi ubona ana kusezokusebenza na
ngiyakhangela amakhamba amakhulu ngasebenza kodwa uzananzela ukuthi singase sikhangele uGushungu bonala bavele sebezipulela nje kwesinye isikhathi uyangena emasupermarket amakhulu ungatholi ama-product eGushungu ngenxa yokuthi sebesehluleka ke ukuyenza ngento ngendlela enhle kumbe ibhizinesi yabo sibaafektha ngenxa yokuthi khona umkhonoma umangakuhle. So nxa bengathola ama-shops amakhulu mhlawumbe ama-supermarket edorobheni lapho okuthiwa leyi izanu kumbe abantu bezanu balabashezi ungaya ndawo kungazama ukuthi kube ne-effect. Kodwa ke mbona ngathi i-MDC should do more than just ukuboycott ama-supermarket. Kunengi abamele bekwenze sekuyisikhathi sokuthi bethengise ukuthi umbuso kaMgabe abawukhwabithi kuyini abamele bekwenze into abamele behlale phansi bezibuze ukuthi what is it abangakwenza ukuthi izanu izwe ubuhlungu bebe-forced to negotiating table ngoba ngendlela umumo womkhonomo ome ngayo 2018 ukhathana kakhulu.
Uyatsho wena ukuthi kuningi akusipho kulutshwane ubona ngani bengakwenza.
MDC as a representation in parliament. I think MDC should look at our laws, sine constitution enter, which allows abantu to challenge some of the things ezenzakalayo. I think parliamentary portfolio committee now sesibonile ukuthi alakho uyexposa i-corruption ezenziwa i-government. So amarali yes But this is the time when the MDC should be mobilizing people if they have them and getting in the streets and saying, we are going to peacefully demonstrate until this government goes or until this government says something. Because unless abantu bezimisele ukuthi bagcwale izibidi bemtshela umongameli umgabo ukuthi sebediniwe ngombuso wakhe.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Zenzele Ndebele ingcwethi yecubungula ezembusazwe bekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Kulesizalwane seZimbabwe esibikwa sifile kwele South Africa ngolwesithathu ngemva kokuqhamuka kodlakela lwezombusazwe olubangelwe ikukhethwa kukankosikazi Thokozile Didiza owebandla le-ANC ukuthi abe ngumeya weTswane, abanye besithi kabafuni ukuthi abe kulesi sigaba. Sixoxe lomnumzana Walter Nsunungulu Mbongolwane ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ye okwamanje imibiko esuka ePitoli ithi hayi umumo sokungani uyehla udlame akusekho lokhana obekukhona amalanga amathathu adlileyo abantu sebehamba ngendlela abafisa ngayo. Ngikhuluma nje lamhlanje bengiphakathi ePitoli, hayi impilo iyaqhubeka ngendlela nje evele abantu abayijwayeleyo. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi mawuya emalokishini kule ndawo ukuthi akusemabopane, siyazi ukuthi khona izolo bathole isidumbu and siyazi ukuthi njalo umumo lokhu ungani abantu abakathembi. Kodwa kule masosha namaphoyisa abalokhu behamba-hamba besenza ukuthi konke abantu bengahlukunyezwa kube kahle. Naye uThokozile lo abakade besithi abamfuni, sekukhona imibiko ethi bakhona eMamelodi, bakhona njalo eAtridgeville, bathe bammelela ukuthi abe ezoba-addressa ukuthi ebatshele ukuthi yena ubalethela ngani.
Sike sezwe imbiko yokubana omunye wabalabo abafileyo ngodabuka eZimbabwe, kungakuliqiniso na?
Ye, leyo mibiko ngiwuzwile la umbiko njalo, kodwa akunasiqiniseko esikhona ngoba asikaboni abantu abaseZimbabwe abadeye bayamazi, kodwa sikuzwile kuphuma ezindabeni zikamabonakude ukuthi kulo muntu obuya elizweni laseZimbabwe. Akungeke kwamangalisa lokhu ngoba siyazi ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe vele baningi kakhulu ePretoria lapho, njalo abanye babo yilaba abayenza okushishina kwama-tuckshop. Njalo abantu bama-tuckshop yiwo njalo akade bengani bahlukunyezwa kakhulu ngalesi khathi kuzokungena izigebengu ekade zithatha lowo mumo sezifuna ukuthi khona zona zitshontshe ezindaweni zalabo abantu abasebenza. So abantu baseZimbabwe vele bahlala besengozini enjalo ukuthi bangakhuhlukunyezwa nxa kule ndawo ezinto.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Walter Nsunungulu Mbongolwane esizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ekhona le eSouth Africa.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngilitshiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga esethulela uhlelo lwethu lwendaba zabesifazane.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazane lilami usithandekile Mhlanga. Namhla sixoxa lo nkosikazi Nomsa Nikevani, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elondoloza intandane eZimbabwe iMopane Foundation International, yona egcwele eBilithane. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga mama.
Yes, siyananzelela ukuthi usekhaya, ungasichazela ngamafitshane ukuthi kuyini ofike wakwenza.
Kuloku bengiqala ukuhamba ngisiyabona izikolo zonke lapho kulabantwana esibasupportayo. Ngiqale eSomakwilile eNkayi, lapho esibhadalele khona abantwana abangu-6 sabathengela ama-school uniforms, sasuka lapho saya eNyashongwe eMathebeleni South, sasuka lapho saya eZamanyoni eMathebeleni South, labantwana bangu-7 khona. Omunye uform 1 siyangeza ugrade 3 I think. Sasuka lapho saya eLukazi eMadobo, sasuka lapho sagcina eCholosho eGwayi eprimary school, nakhona sabantwana bangu-6. Kusho ukuthi zonke izikolo sesibathi sibabhadalela school fees for umnyaka wonke, saphinda sabathengela ama-uniform. Abanye sigcine sibathengela izicathulo ngoba indlela abantu abasola ngakhona, it was just an emotional journey. Honestly, angizange ngibone okunjalo, bengakwazi into ekhona. Kudala ngagcina ekhaya sesibabhadala singababoni, but this time it was just an eye-opener.
Kuyini okukwethuse kakhulu? Baswela impahla zokugqoka yini lokusebenzisa kumbe ukudla?
Baswela konke. La engaqala khona eSomakulili kwakulo mntwana ona 11 years. Kufanele ndingabe u-grade 4, isaza grade 4, grade 5, yena u-grade 1. Akala mpahla vele angikwazi ngiqale ngayo. Abanye ama-stories abo bazokutshela ukuthi ngabantwana bahlala beyi-2 sebezagcina bahlala komakhelwane. Omakhelwane labo abalakudla abasebenzi. Abanye akulanto abalayo, bakhona abazamayo bakwanisa ukuzenzela ezinye izimpi. Saba-interview abantwana, sakhuluma nabazali babagadileyo. Omnye ugogo wayegade umntwana, akakwazi kwayena ukuthi wazalwanini. Sathi umuntu nawazalwana wathi azalwa ngomnyaka we-30. Okokuthi yena akakwazi. Abantwana bakhona bonke, izikolo zonke zengu-6. Njengomfasi ezihambayo, abantwana bangu-31. Oyi-1 kuphela one-birth certificate.
Kuyini okwenza bethi abanelisi ukuzuza incwadi lezi zokuzala?
Ngoba abazali bekho, ogogo bakwazi benze njani. Abanye abantwana kuzothiwa maybe unina wamzalela eGoli wabuya laye. Abanye abazali bakhona bayaphila but unina wanyamalala or ahamba akwedatshi umntwana logogo. Ngibuza umntwana ukuthi ngigcine nini umama, akasakwazi wamgcina nini. Omnye kuthiwa wamthiya khona bezalwa wagcina khona phakazi aphinda mbona.
Kuyini wakubonayo ngezikolo zikhatshana yini?
Somakwilili lapho saqala khona ngenhlanhla bathola asazi noma bathi World Vision babapha amabhasikili abantwana basifunda from 3 kilometers away from school. Abantwana bonke bathola amabhasikili but kwezinye indawo zonke kukude. Abanye bahamba as 5 kilometers besesikoleni but yindlela abayiphilayo bona bakubona ukunzima bakhona because ayikho enye into abaziyo other than khona ukuhamba isikole somango besesikoleni. Okuhlunga kakhulu like eZamanyoni sathi sifika esecondary kwathiwa abantwana bakhona bayi 300 and something. Out of 300 and something only abantwana 50 mabhadale fees. So okungangukuthi amateacher laba I think baphelelwa luthando futhi lokufundisa abantwana. Enkaya lapho saqala khona kunamagrupu angu-2 from grade 1 to grade 7. Amaclass u-grade 1 no-grade 2 bafundela iclass maybe 1. Uthomini teacher bengapha, omunye bengapha beflatelen. So okungangukuthi from ama-resources abala, abantwana balamane ukubhadala isikolo. Izikolo azinama-resources. Ayiphi into ekhona, abantu abazala balakudla. IZimbabwe is, I don't know, angivela ngikwazi ukuthi ngithini. I think now sezwa ngabantu. Sometimes ayithi abantu ba-exaggerate, but now sukubona real-life situation. Uyabona ukuthi abantu aba-exaggerate and it's more than what you thought it was.
Abantwana abangamantombazana-ke
bathinteka kakhulu in such cases kunokuthi badinga nama-sanitary pads. Sathi sifike ezamanye zathola ukuthi kunomama othungayo but khonaukuthi baswela ama-resources and luckily ubekezela maduma unkosikazi wakhe naye she's doing something along those lines. So ukuthi sizama ukukhuluma naye ukuthi maybe abancede ngama-sanitary ukuthi bathuka ama-sanitary towels ngoba abakwanisi kubhat ukuzozithengela wona la wenzani alahle ama-disposable aba-afford. If they can find a way ukuthi bazithungele basebenzise baphinde bawathi baphinde ba-alopho still be the best.
Lizababhadalela umnyaka owodwa, kuyathembisa yini ukuthi lizaqhubeka libabhadalele eminye iminyaka?
Isifiso sethu ukubabhadalela baze bayiqeda nabebefisa ukufunda yilokhu zenethu. So labe sibathethe okwamanje till sithola ama-donors. Okwamanje siyaqhubeka nabona abakuphela singakathathi abanye abakuthi sibenze baningi. So right now mangifike UK ngaka 15 October sine fundraising which we are hoping ukuthi si fundraise enough for the whole year next year. Nisibathengela ama-inform izinto abazidingayo. Ubekezela maduma nonkosikazi wakhe babhejile ukuthi bona bazabathengela ama-stationery. So ama-stationery thina ezimophani asizukuthenga ngoba labana bazosithengela so thina sibheka ama-inform nama-school fees abo. Sizimisele ukubafundisa thile beqeshe secondary school.
Leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxolo nkosikazi Nomsane Kevane, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ebona ngokulondolozwa kwentandane eMopane Foundation International, yona egxile eBhilithani. Asidibaneni njalo kuhlelo olufanayo ngeviki ezayo. Lizwe ukuthi siliphatheleni okutsha. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga, nikhonapha eWashington DC.
Siyabonga Sithandekile Mhlanga. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje ke siqale ngokukhangela ukuthi kusasa kuyadibana aphi amaqembu kunkezo yeCastle Premier Soccer League. I-Highlanders izadibana le-ZPC Kariba enkundleni ye-Barberfields ukuthi i-Capes United yona ingqikilane leBulawayo City e-National Sports Stadium e-Harare. Iwange yabe isemalahleni konale e-Colliery idibana ke leMutare City. Imidlalo yona yenkezo ye-Premier Soccer League sifike kuviki yechumi lanye. Kesihlaziye isimo sengalane yemiklomelo silo Ezra Chisasban.
Nxa ukhangeleke Chris, iHighlanders lonyaka itshintshile. Thina abanye besikhonona ngokwenziwa kwe-Highlanders ibona ukubana abaqeqeshi ababekhona vele bengafanelanga ukubana ke baqeshelelela iqembu elikhulu njengele-Highlanders. Umlungu lo osekhona ovela ke Netherlands ubaba loyo Ekbay usebuye ke lokungcithi bakhe njalo sasebenzela abafana abatsha ehlanganisa lalabo abakhulileyo ukuthi badlale iqembu le-Highlanders. Kulezi nsuku le-Highlanders kakula nkulumo. I-Highlanders itshintshile ungayikhangela ngomnyaka ophelileyo kuphethe ubaba uMafu hayi yayingazange ifike phezulu yayikhona le phansi ngolona umnyaka kababukhayindlu yayikhona le phansi kodwa nge-second half season yakhwela yagcina sikuwo number 2 kodwa lo nyaka into zitshintshile sisithemba ubana ama-players nxa engazange alimale hayi le nkezo ngayithatha isicoco esikhulu
kodwa ke nxa sikhangela amanye amaqembu ikakhulu lawa angene ku-season yona le afana labo Bulawayo City lamanye ubona ngani kungakuhamba njani ahlale lokho ekukhona yini kumbe ngamanya za siwa kokoqanya womasinya sinya khona
iBulawayo City ngithemba nje wona ukubana ke sokuvula ukuthi kuthenga ngama players esithi kumele bathole kanye abadlali ngani bancane iBulawayo City ngiyokhangela kakhulu ngibona iBulawayo ukuthi idlalisa abangase bekhulile ukugijima kabasenelisi ngoba abanye bakhona abona siyalingana abasenelisi sagijime ke okwe 90 minutes so kumele ukuthi la ikidinga labafana abancane abazagijima sithatha lawa lolwazi ukuzoncedisa labafana abancane njengalokhu kwenziwe Highlanders iBulawayo City Council yiqembu engikhalela ukuthi hhayi ngeke liphume kodwa iqembu efana le-Border Strikers hayi leMutare City lezana ziyakugoqwanyawo vele kakubuyela emuva lezana ziyakhanya ukuthi ziyahamba ngoba laba abadlali njalo lapho ezidlalela khona ungagala ke kuthiwa yi-Border Strikers ayidlaleli khona le eBidbridge idlalela kwezinye indawo ongasemzini wahla
idimbari ke ubona njani
abantu iDynamos bayazi iDynamos kayiqilisi kahle minyaka yonke kodwa isikhathi siyeza bangasuki baqala ukuthi idimbale lonyaka ifile ithintile bazoyibona isiqalisile manje ukunqoba so kumele ke yi-team kumele ikhangelelwe lana yesajwe ngoba ingaqalisa ukubana isinqoba iyanqoba ke isizini yonke iziyephela yikho isikhathi esiningi ihlale idlulele indaza engani yithelekithi imile isiya khona lesiqongweni ukuthi iyethatha ke inkezo ukakhulu ke abantu kumele bayikhangelisile ukubana iqinile iqembu le-Cape United lalo lonyaka ke liqine kakhulu ke libuya kahle liyadlala leli qembu le-Platinum ama-team engithi wakhangelele lesi zinxa iphela lonyaka Chris yi-Highlanders yi-Capes United yi-Platinum layo ke dibala ungayibali ngaphansi
lo ke ngu-Ezra Chisasibanda ingcwethi ecubungula ezemdlalo wenguqu bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 esebhilitane bahlelo lothulwa lamhlanje ke sikhangele bezikhokhela kambe uhlelo lwebandla le-MDCT olokuthi uZulu angathengi izitolo ezitolo zeziphatha amandla zebandla lezanu PF luzaphumelela na kufa isizalane seZimbabwe kwele South Africa kudlakela lozombusazwe selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lothulwa lamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande lilale
You have have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vatereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.